Now yesterday's daf was Yud Beis, and we were analyzing Gzeros, which apply in Erev Shabbos, Samach L'Chashecha. For example, we have the case of a Chayat, and if he's carrying his needle around and it's getting close to Shabbos, he may inadvertently carry it on Shabbos. And the Rishonim say it means he'll forget it Shabbos, and he'll pick up his needle in his own Rishus HaYochid, and forgetting that it's Shabbos, he'll carry it out into Rishus HaRabim, and he's Chayv HaChatos for that. So in order to avoid such a Shgaga of a Chayv HaChatos, the Rabbanan instituted Gzera, Lo Yetzei HaChayet B'machto, and this already in the Mishnah on Yud Aleph Amid Beis, Samach L'Chashecha. In the past, we've had long discussions about two issues here. What was the Akira? In other words, when he picked up the Machat, what did he have in mind? Did he have in mind to take it out? Because we always need an Akira Al Manas Lahotzi, that the original Akira. So, for example, if I pick something up here in my room and my intention is to take it from one corner to the other, even if at the end I leave and I go out into Rishus HaRabim, I'm not chayav for that. Not even a chatas, because the original akira is what's called an akira she'ena mechayeves. It's not part of the malach of hotzah, because my intention at the time when I picked up the object was not to take it out. So let's assume that this tailor has in mind to take his needle out there, wherever he's going. Maybe he's on his way to another house or whatever it is. So he takes from his house out to Rishus HaRabim, and the original Akira was for the purpose of Hotzah. He forgets it Shabbos because it's Samach L'Chashecha, and we have a fear that it'll violate Melechas Hotzah B'Shogeg. Now the second point we want to make is that when we discuss a malach on Shabbos, then we have to put it under one and two categories. There's mezid, which is a chiyuv misa, or if let's say there was no edim and asra, it's a chiyuv kares. And then there's shogeg, which is a chiyuv chatos. And the Shas is very, very concerned about not violating the Shabbos even b'shogeg. And we had this back on Daf Gimel, I believe, in the sugya of Rav Bibi Bar Abaye, where a person accidentally put a dough into the oven and it was Shabbos. And the question was, can we allow him to take the dough out of the oven, which is called Rediyas HaPas? And why? Why are we interested in doing so? Kodem Sheyovo Lidei Chiyuv Chatos. Because if he leaves the dough in the oven, it will complete the Malach of Afia, and he will be Chayav Chatos. And even though Rediyas HaPas, it's called, again, the Lashon HaShas is Chochmah V'Eino Melacha. It's a violation of a Drabbanan. You know, Shabbos is made up of Doraisas and Shvus. Shvus Drabbanan, the Torah says Tishbos. So we want to allow him, possibly, I mean, that's where the Gemara vacillates, to violate this Isur Rediyas HaPas only to save him from a Chiyuv Chatos. So I emphasize this point that the Chachamim will make zeros in order to avoid a violation of a Chiyuv Chatos. You and I might have said, well, he's a shogeg anyway. So in the worst case scenario, we're not talking about amazing. You know, all the zeros in the world are not going to help you for amazing. It'll only help you for a person who might be a shogeg. So you might say, well, okay, he did the malach, but he did it b'shogeg anyway. So why are we so concerned to enact gzeros to avoid the possibility of a shogeg? But the answer is that even a shogeg is called Chil Shabbos. The Shabbos is desecrated. So we want to do whatever we can to prevent the desecration of Shabbos, even if the Gavra himself is potur because he was a shogeg, but nevertheless the Shabbos was desecrated. So for the sake of the Shabbos, we'll introduce and enact all sorts of gzeros so that the Shabbos should not be desecrated. And a prime example of that would be Lo Yetze Achayit Mimkomo B'Samach L'Chashecha. Now the Gemara vacillates back and forth as to where this machat is. Is he holding on to the needle in his hands, carrying it, or is it Tchuva Lo B'Bigdo? Again, it's hard for me to translate. If you have an art scroll, you'll tell me how, you know, in fancy English, how they translate the word tchuva, but it means it's pinned on him. Now, if it's pinned on him, then it's very possible, and this is the sheet of Rabbi Meir, that even if he forget that it's Shabbos, he would nevertheless not violate the Shabbos, because that's not the way we carry things. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, although that's not the way we carry things, you and I, but that's the way a chayat carries things. He puts it into his beged. And Rabbi Yehuda's of the opinion that if the chayat will carry a tchuva b'lo b'bigdo, he violates a malacha d'orais of hotzah, even though we would not violate hotzah, because it's ein derech hotzah b'kach, but for him, that's the way as a chayat in his profession he carries it, and therefore he violates Melecha Shabbos. So it's the subjective Derech Hotzah. For him, it's considered Derech Hotzah. And the Gemara, what ensues is a whole analysis of the case of a Zav, who goes out into Rosh Hashanah Rabbim wearing a kiss. Once again, I don't know how Otskol translates the word kiss. If I had access to the ELC, I would get myself an art scroll. But I would translate it as some sort of a pocket or a container. And for you and I to tie this pocket around our belly, you know, to cover the area below the belly, that would be Ein Derech Hotzah B'Kach. But for the Zav, who wants to protect himself from the Ziva, collect the Ziva, he has no choice. That's the way he functions vis-a-vis this kli. He ties it around and carries it with him from place to place. That's considered for him Derech Hotzah. And Abaye is going to insist that even Rav Meir would agree in the case of Zav, he would be chayav for that Hotzah, even though Rav Meir says Derech Hotzah is objective, which means that the machat in the case of the chayat is not being carried in his, pierced into his garment, but rather it's being carried in his hand. He would also agree, Rabbi Meir, says Abaye, that in the case of a Zav, he'd be chayef otzah. Rabbi Meir would also agree. And why is that? Because anyone could become a Zav. I mean, that's a biological phenomenon. And anyone who's a Zav would carry this kiss in that particular way. There's no other way of carrying the kiss. I mean, in order to achieve whatever that pocket has to achieve, that's the way you tie it around. You know, I'm thinking to myself, you know, people nowadays are wearing masks. I didn't try it yet. My wife bought a whole bunch of them. You know, they're being hopped up in the stores. So I was wondering, what would be if a person, there was no Eruv, and he would wear a mask? Is that called Malbush? He's carrying it in Rosh Hashanah Rabbim. Is that Derech Hotzah, you know, to wrap it around your face? But I guess the answer would be, according to Abaye, that's considered Derech Hotzah, because anyone who needs that mask to cover his mouth, he's going to wear it in that way. So to the Zav, who needs to collect his Ziva, that's the way he has to carry around the kiss. That becomes Derech Hotzah. Now, if a person was not a Zav, and for whatever reason he plays a joke and he wraps it around his body and he carries it out, that would be Lav Derech Hotzah. But for a Zav, that's Derech Hotzah. The exception to the rule, according to Rabbi Meir, is these professionals who do a strange kind of hotzah, but that's only very specific to those professionals. You don't say, well, you know, anyone could become a chayat, and it would be tchuva lo bebigdo. That's not the logic. The logic is that anyone could become a zav, and he has no choice but to wear it in that way. That becomes derech hotzah for a zav. But a zav is not a professional. You know, if you have a professional who carries things in a certain way, Rabbi Meir says that's not considered hotza. Now, what I'd like to share with you is a question of the Sfas Emes. You know that the Sfas Emes was one of the great Hasidic leaders, the giants of Ger. And Ger is one of those branches of Hasidus that put a tremendous amount of emphasis on Limud HaTorah. And he wrote a super commentary on Moed. And in his commentary on Masechta Shabbos, he's bothered by the following question. He says, we have a principle called Melacha Sheinetzricha Legufa. He says the following. I'm not sure what that background noise is, but anyway, he says the following, that in the case of Hotzah, if we look in the Mishkan always becomes our paradigm for Malacha. Hotzah was done for the purpose of receiving or placing down an object at a particular place. We'll mark it X. So for example, they had to get the krushim closer to the Mishkan, so they would pass it over. That's called Moshit. Or when they wanted to contribute to the building of the Mishkan, they would bring objects out of the Ohel and give it to Moshe Rabbeinu in a Rishus HaRabim, a Machna Leviya. In every case of Hotzah in the Mishkan, the purpose of the Hotzah was to relocate the object. Is that clear? In this case, the Chayat is not interested in relocating his needle. He's not bringing the needle to a certain place. We spoke about other professionals. You remember a carpenter who puts his measuring tool behind his ear. And we gave a whole bunch of examples here in the Gemara. In all those examples, this was the way a professional would indicate his profession. I mean, Mashal Ma Dovel Dovel, a nurse, right? A nurse wears a certain outfit. And that's how we identify her as a nurse. You know, the poskim talk about it was an interesting minhag, like, I don't know, 5-6 centuries ago, that certain professionals would wear a collar around their neck, and it would sort of spread out over their shoulders. And that's how they, it's like a lawyer, you know, not a lawyer, a judge, let's say, you know, wear a certain outfit. A certain uniform. So the purpose of the uniform is to project an image so that the people will know that's his profession. And we could call on him and hire him to do a job. So I have a ripped garment, I'm looking for a chayat. I need a tailor. We used to read books to our children about Mickey Mouse and so forth, all these, you know, the Mickey Mouse the tailor. I don't know if you remember that book. Anyway, so we're looking for a tailor. So how do we know this Joe over here is a tailor? The answer is because he has his machat, tchuvalo bebigdo. Says the Sfas Emes, that's a malacha sheni tzricha legufa. He's not interested in relocating his needle. He's only interested in professing and projecting an image, I am a chayat. So instead of wearing a sweatshirt, I am a chayat. I guess they didn't have sweatshirts in those days. He writes, he puts a needle into his beged and people would notice it. I'll read it to you inside. He says, what are we worried about? Afilu, in the worst case scenario, Yotzi, Hachayada Samachat Biyodo. Ein Ze Ela Melacha Shein Etzricha Legufa. It's not for the same purpose of Otzah in our paradigm case of the Mishkan. Kevin Shein of Otzia, Rakide Laharos Es Umnaso. He's trying to project the image of his umnus. The Eino Tzorech Es Hamachat Birshus Arabim. He's not using the machat in Rishus Rabbin, he's just advertising in Rishus Rabbin. So if you take something out to Rishus Rabbin in order to advertise it, that's a malach hashen and tzricha l'guf. You have no interest in locating it anywhere in Rishus Rabbin. So the anocha is not relevant. He's not even interested in anocha. Yeah, maybe he'll stop at some point because he's tired, but he wants to schmooze with someone. And he asks the following question. This is the old gzera question. He says, "Lishitas hasovrim." This is Rabbi Shimon. Hasovrim shemalach hashen itzricha legufa patur, which means that if you do a malach hashen itzricha legufa, it's only an isa drabona. Imkem afilu b'shabbes, even if he's going to take out the machat tchuvelo bebigdo on Shabbos, adayin he gzera legzera. Right, we don't know that he's going to take it out on Shabbos. It's Samach L'Chashecha. It's getting close to dark. But even in the worst case scenario, if he'll take it out after dark, it's still a Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa, because he's only interested in La'aros Esum Naso, and that itself is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So you're making a Gzera onto a Gzera. So he says the following. This is what I call a vitz. I don't know if you've ever heard that word. I think it's a Yiddish word, vitz. Vitz is when you have like a, not just a mathematical calculation that happens to work out. I mean, for no inherent logical reason, but you showed a trick over here. Rabbi Yehuda is the one who holds that if an uman, a professional, does a hotzah because of his profession, it's not your derech hotzah, my derech hotzah, it's only his derech hotzah, that's called a maleches hotzah. We call it the subjective definition of derech hotzah. For him, it's derech hotzah. That's how he carries it behind his ear, tchuvelo bebigdo, etc., etc. That's Rabbi Yehuda Shita. Rabbi Yehuda himself is the Baal HaShita, he's the one who holds that Malach HaShein Yitzrich L'Gufa Chaya. So if I add together this Brisa that we're learning, that says that Tchuvalo Bebigdo is Asur, and the Gemara interprets that that means on Shabbos, this Brisa is authored by Rabbi Yehuda. So that now, even in the case of Tchuvalo Bebigdo, that is the derech hotzah for his umnus as a chayat. And even though you'll argue, okay, so that makes it derech hotzah, but it's still a malach hashen tzrich legufa, he's not interested in placing his machat down in Rishus HaRavim. The answer is that Rabbi Yehuda happens to also hold that malach hashen tzrich legufa is chayav. Comes out according to Sfas Emes, that if we paskin like Reb Shimon, most of you showed him paskin like Reb Shimon, that Malach Hashem Tzricha Guf is potur, then we wouldn't mind if a tailor would run around Erev Shabbos with a Machat Tchuvelo Bebigdo. Why? Because even in the worst case scenario that we're afraid that he might do it on Shabbos, nevertheless, it's still a Malach Hashem Tzricha Gufa, and therefore it's a Gzera L'Gzera. But if I hold like Reb Yehuda, that Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa is Chayav, then even in the case of Tchuvelo Bebigdo, Rabbi Yehuda happens to hold that that's called Derech Hotzah for the Chayat, Derech Umnaso, and it's also Rabbi Yehuda who holds that Malach Hashem Tzricha L'Gufa Chayav. That's what I call a vitz. I mean, I never, you know, I learned by Rav Salvation for 5 years. I never heard anything of that sort. You know, that wasn't his style at all. You know, to show that this Brisa goes according to one man the Omer, and this man the Omer also holds something else in a different context, and put it all together. But now he has another kasha. The Gemara says the following. I'll read to you the Gemara. Vasanya lo yetze achayat b'machto tchuvelo b'bigdo b'erev Shabbos im chashecha. The gzeira was that we forbid the tailor who has his needle pierced into his garment to walk out on Erev Shabbos close to nightfall. And it must be, according to Abaye at least, he is understanding that we're talking about gzeira l'gzeira. And we are gozer gzeira l'gzeira. Why? Because first of all, it's Erev Shabbos. And secondly, tchuva lo bibigdo, we're assuming now, is only a hotzah derabanan. It's not a hotzah d'oraisa. If that be the case, then why does the Gemara establish a suffix with regard to carmelis? Right? The question was the following. We don't allow a person to stick his head into Rishu Sarabim, he's standing in Rishu Sayochid, in order to drink. Because we're afraid he'll carry the utensil back into his Rishu Sayochid. So the Gemara goes back and forth. Well, what would be if the water is not in a Rishus HaRabim, but it's in a Carmelis? A Carmelis is the Rabbanon. And we're instituting a Gzera that maybe he'll carry the Kli from a Carmelis into Rishus HaRabim, or vice versa. That itself is only a Rabbanon. So Rav is going to yell and scream, Anan Nekum Gzera L'Gzera? We don't have a Gzera L'Gzera. So the question is, why did the Gemara vacillate back and forth about a Carmelis? Maybe it's a Gzera L'Gzera. Why did the Gemara simply prove from this brisa itself? The brisa says explicitly, Lo yetze achayit b'machto, tchuva lo b'bigdo, b'erev Shabbos im chashecha. That itself is a Gzera L'Gzera. Barei mitchilo hayolo lifshot b'brisa zu, v'lo l'stap e klal. The Gemara should have quoted this brisa straight off. The Gemara knew about this brisa, quotes the brisa, without a suffix. And then Carmelis would certainly be prohibited. V'tireitz, shebevada yoda ha-makshan she'efshel l'taritzlo al brisa zu shehi kishitas Rab Yehuda. The Makshan didn't want to quote this brisa because this brisa could be reflecting the shita Rab Yehuda that tchuvalo b'bigdo, in the case of a chayat, his umnus, is a violation of aleches hotzah. It's called derech hotzah bekach. Why? Because Rabbi Yehuda holds that for him, as a tailor, this is the way he normally carries it. It's not the way you and I would carry it. We don't put needles into our garments, but he would put a needle into a garment because he's a tailor. And Rabbi Yehuda is the author of this brisa, and Rabbi Yehuda is therefore going to assume that we have here one gzera, because if he does this samach l'chashecha and he goes out with the machat chuvelo b'gdo, he might do it after chashecha, and then he violates melecha sotza. So memela, the Gemara has no proof from this brisa that goes from gzera l'gzera. It would have no impact on Carmelis, because Carmelis is certainly a gzera l'gzera. Okay. Now, I want to talk to you about something else. Just one second. What did I have on the agenda? Just one second. Now, the Mishnah says, Lo yetze hachayet b'machto. And this is Erev Shabbos. What's the case? Is it an Iser Gzera because he's holding on to the needle in his hand? Or even if it's Tchuvalo Bibigdo? So according to Abaye, we have here a case of Gzera L'Gzera. according to Rava, we have a principle, ain't goes from Gzeira L'Gzeira. According to Rava, the Iser Gzeira of Latzeis B'Erev Shabbos would only apply if he's carrying the machad in his hand, but not in the case of Tchuva B'Bigdo. Why? Because in Tchuva B'Bigdo, we're saying now that unless we accept Rabbi Yehuda, it would not be a violation of Melech HaShabbos, because Tchuva lo bebigdo is not derech Hotzah. That's not the normal way you do Hotzah. So in our Mishnah that's addressing the Chayat with a Gzeira that he's not allowed to run around in public with a Machat on Erev Shabbos, we must be talking about a case, according to Rava, of Machto Biyodo. On the other hand, if you go like Abaye, Abaye would say that even if Tchuva lo bebigdo, and therefore it makes it into Gzeira l'Gzeira, because Tchuva lo bebigdo itself is only a Gzeira, and now we're worried about Somach l'chashecha, so our Mishnah could be addressing a case of Tchuva lo bebigdo. So those are the two interpretations of our Mishnah, one for Abaye and one for Rava. So let's go over this one more time. According to Rava, lo yetze achayit b'machto samach l'chashecha means machto b'yado. Because otherwise, there's no chashash of a violation of hotza d'oraisa. According to Abaye, who holds goes in gzera l'gzera, it means lo yetze achayit b'machto, even machto tchuvalo b'bigdo. And it's irrelevant whether we're talking about a chayat or even other people, because if it's tchuvah lo bebigdo, he may pull it out of his beged and carry it in his hand. And he might do that even on Shabbos, because you're allowing him to do it on Samach l'chashecha. So even though it's a double gzera, Abai says it would be asur. So how do we pask? That's what I want to talk to you. What's the final word, la'alacha, about this? These two interpretations of the Mishnah. Are we talking about a chayat who's carrying his needle and that's what we're prohibiting? Or even if he's tochev lo bebigdo and even though it's a double gzera? So first we're going to start with the Rambam. Perek Yutes Milcha Shabbos. And he's quoted in Shulchan Aruch in Simon Shin Aleph. The Rambam and the Tur, they paskin like Rabbi Meir, that if it's tchuvah lo bebigdo, that's only an Isur d'Rabbanan. Even if he's a chayat and that's his profession, that's shelo kederech hotzah. So we accept the sheet of Rabbi Meir, and Tchuvah lo bebigdo is only Potter Avalos. If that be the case, then Erev Shabbos, Somach l'chashecha, if it's Tchuvah lo bebigdo, is Gzera l'Gzera. Why? Because even if he would carry it Tchuvah lo bebigdo after nightfall, he would, in the worst case scenario, violate an Isur d'Rabbanan. Because we paskin like Rabbi Meir, and tchuvah lo bebigdo is not derech hotzah, and therefore it's potter avolos. So the Beis Yosef actually writes in his commentary that our Mishnah must be talking about a case of an Isur Erev Shabbos im machto biyado. Because if it's machto biyado, then and only then do you solve the problem of gzera l'gzera. But if it's tchuvah lo bebigdo, then you're allowed to go out, even if you're a tailor, because on Shabbos itself, even for the Uman, if he carried it, Tchuvah lo bebigdo, he'd be Potter Avalasar. And Ein goes in Gzera l'Gzera. Comes out according to the Beis Yosef, that the Mishnah is not really addressing a Chayat, because there's absolutely no difference here between a Chayat and any other person. Why? Because we're talking about a person who's carrying a needle. No difference between a chayat and anyone else. If you're carrying it in your hand, that's certainly derech hotzah, and we can't allow that on somach l'chashecha because you might accidentally carry it after nightfall. So the Beis Yosef therefore asks himself the following question: why did the Mishnah mention Chayat? And he comes up with what I call, I don't want to use the word a needle here, but a needle in a haystack, okay? But he says that it's more matzui, it's more common for a chayat to be carrying around a needle. So the Mishnah gives you a case of matzui, of a common case. However, the Rambam la'alocha, in Perek Yutes, paskins lo yetzei a chayat, and he mentions a chayat, b'machto biyado. So again, we're going to have to say that the Rambam is talking b'matzui. Erev Shabbos somach l'chashecha, shemi yishkach v'yotzi. He might carry it at night, after it's Shabbos. But it's only because he's carrying it in his hand. And that's because the Rambam paskins like Rabbi Meir, that even for a chayat, if he carries it tchuvelo b'bigdo, it's not derech hotzah, even though he's the Uman. It's b'meila. Carrying it tchuvelo b'bigdo would be an Isid Rabbanon, and it's Erev Shabbos, which is also another gzera, and ain goes in gzera l'gzera. So we must be talking about a case of someone, whether it be a chayat or someone else, who's carrying a needle in his hand. So Rabosa, I'm very confused about one thing here. Before we go on, we're about to study the Shita Rabbeinu Yerucham. What does this mean? Does that mean I'm not allowed to go out into Rishus HaRabim Somach L'Chashecha carrying anything? I mean, there's no difference between a machan and any other object. I never heard such a thing. I don't know. Maybe it's just my ignorance. Gentlemen, did you ever hear that the halacha tells you that Somach L'Chashecha, let's say, a half hour before Shkia, you're not allowed to walk into Rishus HaRabim with carrying an object? You did or you didn't? You didn't. I see you shaking your head, so I assume you're on the same page that I'm on. Does anybody have access to a Mishnah Berurah by any chance? No. Alright. I'd like to check that out and see if if there is such a problem. Okay, we're up to Rabbeinu Yerucham. Abaye, the Rabbeinu Yerucham, paskins like Abaye. I don't understand how that's possible, because we only know six cases in Shas that we paskin like Abaye, but now we have a seventh case. And the Mishnah would tell us that bein biyado, bein betchuva bebigdo, aser lotzeis erev Shabbos. And it matters not whether he's an Uman or anyone else. It's memeil according to Rabbeinu Yerucham, we have now gzera l'gzera. And not only that, the Rif seems to paskin like Abaye as well, that we are gozer gzera l'gzera. The Rif actually paskins that you're allowed to wear tefillin on Erev Shabbos and take it out into Rishus HaRabim. Ein choshishim sheyishkach. We're not afraid that he might forget that it's Shabbos and that he's carrying tefillin. And why, says the Rif? Because chayav adam lemashmesh betefillin kol eis. He's always aware of his tefillin. If you hold like Rava, then l'chora this would be gzera l'gzera, because even in Shabbos, if he goes out with his tefillin, the Gemara says later on he's patur, because that's not a derech hotzah, that's more a different kind of derech. You know, he's carrying his tefillin, but he's wearing his tefillin. He's not carrying them in his hands. Now, this is a problem. How could Rabbeinu Yerucham and the Rif paskin like Abaye that goes in gzera l'gzera? Now, what's the kasha? Again, we're not asking my kasha yet about Yal Kagam. He's asking a different kasha. Because the Rif, in his commentary in Erevin, actually paskins like Rava. And how do I know this? Because the Rif says Lo Yamad Odom Vishus Ayochid Vishta Vishus Arabin Vichain Begas. Now if you remember, the Gemara identifies Gas, which is the place where they, you know, they crush the grapes, as a carolus. It sounds like the Rif is telling us that you're not allowed to lean over to drink in a carolus, because we're afraid that maybe you'll carry it back into a Shusai Yochid. Well, guess what? Even in the worst case scenario, if he carried the Yayin from the Gas, which is a carolus, into his Shusai Yochid, he's only violating an Issa D'Rabbanan. So we don't know that he's going to carry it back into the Shusai Yochid. That's one gzera. And even in the worst case scenario that he would do such a thing, it's a carolus, which is only an Issa D'Rabbanan. So the Beis Yosef writes that if you check the language of the Rif in Erevin, he says Lo Yamod Od Rishus Hayochid VeYishte VeChein Begas. Does he mean VeChein Begas into a carmelis? He says. One second. He says what VeChein Begas? So what does it mean VeChein Begas? I don't know, for some reason, I'm not sure how the Beis Yosef knows this, that V'chein Begas in the Rif in Erevin is not referring to a carmelis. Because in the case of a carmelis, it would certainly be a gzeril gzeril. So again, the Rif in Masechta Shabbos seems to assume that we are pasking like Abaye, and we are accepting a gzeril gzeril. Both in the case of Tchuva Lo Bebigdo on Erev Shabbos, and in the case of Tfilin, where the Rif justifies the Heter of Tfilin because Chayav Odom Lamashmish B'Tfila B'Chol Eis. However, in the case of Carmelis, the Rif seems to assume, like Rava, that Ein goes from Gzer L'Gzer. That's how the Beis Yosef understood it. Says the Beis Yosef, Tzorech lomar sharif posek ki Rabbi Yehuda she'uman she'yotze b'shabes in machal atchuvah lo b'bigdo chayav v'lachen yesh isur lotzeis b'machal atchuvah lo b'bigdo b'erev Shabbos im chashecha u'mishnasenu kishitas Rabbi Yehuda v'alkein nokta ha'mishna chayav dafka Mishum Shah Isur Lotzeis Bear of Shabbos Kshuhi Tchuva Bibigdo, who rak be Uman Sheim Yetze Kach be Shabbos Chayav. Based on Rabbi Yehuda, that an Uman, in this case a Chayat, is Chayav, in the case of Tchuva Bibigdo, that makes it Derech Otsa. Ulefize Yesh Lifso Kerova Shein goes in Gzera Lezera. So what is he doing with the Rif about tefillin? Says the Reis Yosef, Hasa Mayri Shotzion Biyado. That when the Rif says that you're allowed to carry your tefillin, it's Shotzion Biyado. I don't know what he means by that. Again, the Rif says that Mutal Lotzeis B'tefillin Be'erev Shabbos V'ein Choshishin She'yishkach Shatamu Bishum Shachayev Odom Lemashmesh B'Tfilin Chaleis. I mean, obviously he's wearing his tefillin. What he's carrying is tefillin? I guess the Beis Yosef says that even if you carry your tefillin, you're constantly aware of the tefillin because you have to be shomer the Kedushas tefillin. Then he says, V'efshar Sharif Posei Ker Rambam Ker Rabbi Meir Uker Rava V'amishna Dibra Al Ofen Shemotzias Amachet B'Yodo. Rabbi Meir Umeikar adin mutal lotzei spare of Shabbos and mamacha tchuva bibigdo, bafilu beuman. Ula mikomakom kevin shashaninu, chananya omer chayev odom lemashbeish bibigdo, bi erev Shabbos im chashecha. We have the famous principle of chananya that before you go out on erev Shabbos, you have to make sure that you're not carrying anything, which would seem to answer my question from before. He says that kol shkein shemitzvah min amuvcha shelo yetzei lechatchilim chafotzim somach lechashecha vafilu b'machar atchuva lo b'bigdo v'lachein lo chilek arif. He says mikra din, you'd be allowed to carry, even if you're a chayat, you're allowed to carry your machat out Rishus Ram Erev Shabbos im chashecha if it's tchuva lo b'bigdo, but it's not a good idea to do so. And mitzvah bin amuvcha l'chatchila that he shouldn't carry any chafotzim, even machat tchuva lo b'bigdo. It's not like a separate chumra over here. So we'll just end up with the taz. V'taz kosa b'das harif, sharif posik kabaye. And the Rif accepts the principle of Gzera L'Gzera. And Hayelo Muchach Kein Mitam Sheviya Gemara L'Alon Gabi Tiltul Tefillin Be'Erev Shabbos, that we're not afraid of Tefillin because it's Mamash Beish. Whereas if you're all like Rava, then Tefillin is just Gzera L'Gzera, and therefore it's not awesome. So we don't need the reasoning of Chayev Onim Mamash Beish. And may a Mishnah mucha kabaye, because the Mishnah seems to prohibit even the case of machat tchuva bebigdo. The Mishnah doesn't say that in tchuva lo bebigdo he's allowed to go out on Erev Shabbos. And he adds another point. He says, both here in Shabbos and also there in Erevin, the Gemara has a suffix in the case of a person who's standing in one rishus and he's drinking in another rishus, does that iser apply to a karmelis? We don't find that the Gemara had such a suffix here about the lo yetze achayit, whether it's dafka biyado or it's also tchuva bebigdo. And he says lechore shnei sveikos tluyim bebezeh. If you're not allowed to stand in a karmelis or lean over into a karmelis like Abaye, then the Iser of Lotzeis B'Erev of Shabbos would even be B'machat Chuvalo B'Bigdo, because we go Zegzera L'Gzera. If on the other hand, a Karmelis is Mutter for drinking, means we accept the Sheet of Rava, then here be Mutter if Chuvalo B'Bigdo, if we accept the Sheet of Rabbi Meir. Is Madua Gemara Stapko Rak Ala Mishnah B'Erevin? Why is Gemara suffering about Karmelis only on the Mishnah in Erevin? What about our Mishnah of Chuvalo B'Bigdo? So it comes out that according to the Taz, against what we saw in the Bach, the Rif actually accepts the Sheet of Abaye and goes with Gzera L'Gzera. I mean, the Bach could not tolerate that. And he says, no, that there's only a din of mitzvah min amuvchar, you know, that you shouldn't go out with Tchuva lo bebigdo. And according to the Beis Yosef, as we saw earlier, the Rif is going to paskin like Rabbi Yehuda, that tchuva lo bebigdo is chayav achatos, because he's an uman, and that's derech hotzah for the uman. And that's why the Rif will paskin like our Mishnah, that a chayat is asur even tchuva lo bebigdo. But heaven forbid that the Rif should accept the Sheet of Abaye of goes in gzera l'gzera, whereas the Taz says, no, the Rif actually accepted Abaye and goes in gzera l'gzera. Okay, then we'll stop here. So let me take this opportunity to wish everyone a good Shabbos. And if anyone's interested in a Daf Yomi Shia tomorrow, maybe a Meshech Chachma Shia tomorrow, you know, please let me know. If you can, maybe you could send me a little email. What interests you? Daf Yomi would be at 7:30. Maybe Meshech Chachma would be a little bit later. I don't know if I could do it right after 7:30. I may need a little bit more time, but we'll see. Just let me know if there's any interest for both for one or the other. I mean, for Daf Yomi or for Meshech.